Verdict date number 105. Monday morning Bible exposition. Philemon Choi.
To introduce to you our Bible exposition speaker.
我很荣幸能够在这里介绍我们解经信息的讲员。
He is no stranger to many of us.
对我们大多数的来人，他并不陌生。
His topic will be mobilizing the force, a model, Jesus Christ as a model for mission.
他的主题是耶稣基督是我们差传的榜样。
This morning, he will be focusing on mobilizing toward strategic target.
今天早上他的重点要讲到怎么样对我们策略性的对象来动员。
He received his medical training in Canada.
蔡医生在加拿大接受医学的训练。
And his psychology and counseling training at Trinity Evangelical School of Theology.
在芝加哥的三一神学院受心理辅导的训练。
Is the co-founder and general secretary of Breakthrough Ministry in Hong Kong.
他是香港突破机构的创办人和总干事。
He worked among the strategic group of people who are under 25 years old.
他对香港25岁以下这个很有策略的一群人工作。
They have ministries such as magazine that sold commercially.
他们的事工是在一般的社会里面发行一个杂志。
And they have mass media, counseling department, and extensive camp and conference ministry.
他们有大众传播、心理辅导。
Is a man of the hour.
他是这个时代神所使用的人。
As Hong Kong approaching 1997,
当香港接近1997的时候,
while many consider it as a threat, is considering it as opportunity.
许多的人认为这是一个很严重的威胁, 但是他认为这是神所给他的机会。
Dr. Choi was the plenary speaker at Urbana 1990.
蔡医生也是尔巴纳宣教大会1990年的主要讲员。
I'm very much touched by his vision and passion for the Lord and the world.
我非常尊重他对神的意向以及对神的热情。
He lives what he believes.
他所过的是他所相信的生活。
Please welcome Dr. Philemon Choi.
我们欢迎蔡元宇医生。
谢谢周牧师的介绍。
I thank the introduction.
可以把灯亮一点吗?
We also bring up the lights, please.
因为我也很盼望看见你。
I also like to see your faces.
昨天晚上周牧师介绍的时候就说这是一个历史性的聚会。
Last night in the opening ceremony, Reverend Chow mentioned that this is an historic moment.
我自己非常的同意。
And I agree wholeheartedly.
因为我坐在这里这两天当中已经碰见很多 在我个人成长的历史当中留下非常深刻的印象的一些长者。
Because in the past 2 days I have had the opportunity to once again to see some of the spiritual leaders that have helped me personally in my spiritual growth.
是27年前在加拿大的一个夏令会当中我认识艾德里牧师。
It was 27 years ago in Canada in a camp in a retreat that I met Reverend Aidney.
那是我第一次碰到他。
That was the first time that I met him.
他今天在我们当中。
And he is in our midst today.
已经80多岁。
He is over 80 years old.
是他刺激我好好的学好国语。
It was him that had taught me Mandarin.
没有想到今天我可以站在这里用国语跟你讲道。
I never dreamed that I have the opportunity to preach in Mandarin.
所以27年前神已经静静地在我心中放下一个意念，我念完书，我回去，在香港，在中国，在东南亚服侍我骨肉之亲。
That it was 27 years ago that God had already planted the seed and the vision for me to complete my studies overseas and yet to return to my homeland in Hong Kong and to serve in Hong Kong and mainland China and Southeast Asia to my kinsmen.
26年前在加拿大一个冬令会我认识王永信牧师。
26 years ago in Canada, again in a winter retreat that I had the pleasure of meeting Reverend Thomas Wong.
他今天也在我们中间。
He is in our midst also today.
那是我清清楚楚地知道主权的意思。
That was the first time that understood The word of committing oneself.
我将我生命的主权交给耶稣。
That I committed myself to the Lord.
26年。
26 years ago.
那么25年前。
25 years ago.
那次呢，我跟周主培牧师翻译。
I was the interpreter for Reverend Moses Chow.
也是在一个冬令会。
That was also in a winter retreat.
我还记得那天，他给我们唱了一首歌。
I still remember that he taught us a song.
我真的盼望他再唱一次。
I really hope that he will sing again.
是我儿将你的心归我。
And that is my child, turn your heart to me.
我儿将你的心归我。
My child, turn your heart to me.
他在唱。
And as he was singing,
我站在他旁边。
And I was standing beside him.
我在流泪。
And tears began to roll down my cheek.
神是我的父亲
and God is my father.
他要将我的心收回
and he wants my heart.
我的心交给我的主，我的天父
and I wanted to commit my heart to him.
25年
25 years.
所以昨天晚上周大卫牧师说，你们当中有一些是以利，有些是撒母耳。
So last night, Reverend David Chow, he mentioned that some of us are Eli and some of us.Or Samuel.
我本来这个人不太喜欢以利。
I don't usually like Eli.
因为他的两个儿子的收藏不太好。
Because he has two sons and I don't think that was good.
那么我有两个儿子非常担心。
I also have two sons, so you know my worry.
但是我知道他昨天晚上讲的时间，我也要接纳我今天已经站在以利的位置，在我周围很多撒母耳。
But as he was speaking last night, I also must accept my position as an Eli, and there are many Samuels around me.
所以请你为我的两个儿子祷告。
So please pray for my two sons.
那么还有呢，我就看见戴绍宗牧师在那里。
I also see Reverend James Taylor.
我每次看见他，就感觉我是一个中国人，很光荣。
Every time that I see him,I feel very proud of being a Chinese.
因为历代以来神把最好的人赐给中国。
For many, many years, God has given the best to China.
已经几代，还有他的下一代 James Taylor the Fourth, 我看见过，他讲的国语比我好了千倍。
Many generations already, the Taylor family, including James Taylor the Fourth, I've met him.And his Mandarin is many, many times better than mine.
是一个比中国人更中国的。
I think he's more Chinese than a lot of Chinese.
所以华人宣教拆船九二。
So we talk about Chinese Mission 92.
不单是不同的华人聚集在这里。
And not only that different Chinese meet here.
也有很多爱华人的弟兄姐妹在我们当中。
But there are also many brothers and sisters who love the Chinese dearly in our midst.
把生命献给华人的。
That they have dedicated their lives as missionaries.
我们应该为他们感谢。
And we need to thank God for them.
所以昨天晚上我坐在那边要跟个别的打招呼，我看看个别有两个不像华人的人。
So last night as I was greeting the ones.Sitting by me, I noticed there were a couple of them that did not look like Chinese.
一位是从瑞士来的，是瑞士人。
One was from Switzerland.
奇怪，他讲标准的国语。
Strange enough, his Mandarin was perfect.
所以我本来问他为什么你来，是华人拆船。
I was going to ask him, why are you here? This is the Chinese mission.
他还是有一个中国心。
But we know that he is part Chinese.
再一个，别另外一位。
And then I noticed another one.
也是蓝色眼睛进的。
Blue eyes.
加拿大 Montreal 来的。
From Montreal in Canada.
我在问他。
And I asked him.
原来他已经在香港教书教过一年。
He has already taught in Hong Kong for a year.
我问他会不会讲广东话。
I asked him, do you know Cantonese?
他说麻麻的。
He said, so-so.
Not bad.
Not bad, huh?
Boy, I think he's about 25. And, Chinese.
我想他大约25岁。
弟兄姐妹，这是一个历史性的聚会。
So this is indeed a historic moment.
让我们把我们的心献给我们的主。
May we also dedicate our hearts to God.
昨天晚上，咒主编牧师请你们站起来的时间。
So last night when Reverend Moses Chow asked you to stand,
我看见一个一个站在主的面前。
And I saw that one by one you stood before the Lord.
神的灵已经在工作。
And God's Spirit has begun to work.
我相信这三天之内。
I believe in the next few days.
神要把每一个心都抓住。
God is going to once again claim every heart.
愿我们把我们的心交给他。
May we be willing to commit our hearts to Him.
所以我们低头做一个祷告。
Let us bow and pray.
亲爱的主，我们知道在安静当中，你要对我们讲话。
Lord, we know that in our silence that I want to speak to us.
当我们把你的话语打开，主你的圣灵就在我们的心里头动工。
When we open our hearts, we pray that Thy Holy Spirit work in our hearts.
求主，你让我们看见你当天你在地上的时间。你怎么样顺服你的天父，怎么样备差。
Help us to see that when you were yet on earth, how thou were obedient and submissive to the Father and were sent.
今天我们也要成为备差的人。
Today we would also like to be sent.
今天求你对我们讲话。
We pray that thou would speak to our hearts.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主，福音最近传到中国已经差不多是200年。
We thank God that gospel has been in China for over about 200 years.
我也看见神的灵在不同的地方动工。
And I also see the Holy Spirit is working in different parts of the world.
华人教会最后终于对神差传的呼召有回应。
That finally we find the Chinese church is responding to the challenge of mission.
我在台湾参加过他们的青宣。
In Taiwan, I participated in their youth missionary conference.
我的心非常的感动。
And my heart was touched.
最后一个晚上。
And the last night.
姚孝吉弟兄、姚哥哥呼召的时间。
And when it was time for calling Reverend Yao, he called.
看见差不多400个在台湾念大学的青年人挤在台上。
And I noticed about 400 young people in colleges and universities. They came forward.To respond to God's call.
刚刚今年我去参加不是青宣
And I went to lead this conference.
是台湾举行的一个社青宣教大会
It was also a conference in Taiwan for the people that are working in Taiwan.
香港来的不知道什么是社青
Those of us that are from Hong Kong, we don't know the term too well.
就是已经到社会里头工作的青年人
We're referring to those people that are working already.
那是在台北附近的燕子湖1200个社青聚集。
In Taipei, there is a meeting that are attended by 1,200 young people that are working this, already.
大部分都愿意把生命献上。
And most of them, the majority of them, are willing to dedicate their lives to God.
踏上这个差传的路。
And to begin, to be sent.
青宣，社青的宣教。
We talk about young people in missions. We talk about people are already in the workforce. They go into mission.
今年在加拿大有800个从加拿大每一个城市来的学生 professionals 专业人士都是在思想一件事拆团。
Today in Canada, about 800 young people, whether they're students or they're professionals.They're also considering about the question of dedicating themselves into mission.
他们也是把生命放在台上。
They're also dedicating their lives.
愿意对这个大使命有反应。
And to give a response to the Great Commission.
在香港。
In Hong Kong.
我们没有青宣。
We don't have such a meeting.
也没有社青大会。
We don't have a meeting for the youth mission or for the professional youth mission.
不过每年还有一个叫做恩灵万邦的宣教聚会。
But we also have a mission meeting that we say that the gracious Holy Spirit reaching out to all nations.
也已经有上百成千的香港的青年人也是把自己的生命摆上。
And we also see hundreds and hundreds of young people dedicating their lives for mission work.
弟兄姐妹。
Dear brethren.
我相信在未来十年
I believe in the coming 10 years,
神在世界各地华人教会当中
God in the Chinese churches all around the world
要兴起新的胜利军
is going to rise new force or new army
到世界地极去
for God to go into every corner of the world
所以我在这里我看见神在美国动工
and here I see that God is moving the hearts of many in the United States
所以我就选择了看看圣经主耶稣作为一个被差的一个典范
So I have chosen this example, and that is Jesus as an example, as a model of the one being sent.
因为复活的主看见他的门徒的时候
And when Jesus saw the disciples,
先祝福他们，愿你们平安。
And first he bade them peace.
然后就说，父怎么样差我，我照样的差你。
And then he said to them, how the Father has sent me, so send I you.
所以我相信，我们再看主耶稣的一生，他怎么样被差。就成为我们被差的一个典范
Therefore as we look at the life of Jesus How Jesus was sent That will be a model For how we are going to be sent
所以三天早饭我从不同的角度去看看主耶稣当天被差的时间他是怎么样的被差
So in the three morning sessions that we have We will be looking at how Jesus was sent From three angles
我第一天早上跟你们分享的就是他被差他去寻找的到底是哪一些人
This morning I would like to share with you the first perspective and that is Jesus was sent but what were the target people that he was seeking for
就是差传的目标的问题
and that is the target the goal of mission
因为曾经有很多差传学者发出一个这样的观察
There have been many scholars in this area that have made such observations
为什么直到今天福音还没有传遍全个世界
Why is it that today the gospel is not preached to all the world?
其中一个主要的原因是人力的分配的问题
One of the major reason problem is the distribution of manpower
有一位差传学者这样 发现
One missionary expert he says
现在全世界大概90%的 Christian workers 一些 missionaries他们都是集中在全世界10%左右的人那里工作
The 90% of the Christian workers and missionaries they are concentrating their efforts in 10% of the world population today
所以在分配上只有10%是分散在世界其他地方那些还没有得到的群体
In other words the distribution of manpower only 10% of the missionaries and Christian workers are workingin the midst of 90% of the world population.
今天华人教会也有一个分配的问题。
The Chinese Christian churches today also have manpower distribution problem.
人才的分配。
Not only we're talking about manpower,
我们差出去的时候到底差到哪里去。
But we are also talking about resources such as money. Where is our money going?
服侍哪一些群体。
And what are some of the target groups that we are reaching?
所以我今天选了一段的经文。
So I've chosen a passage from the Bible.
我相信这段经文是一段被误解的经文。
I believe that this passage has sometimes been misinterpreted.
但是是一段非常重要的经文。
But yet it is a very important passage.
是以赛亚书当天被神的灵感动写下来的一段。
And this was the passage that was found in Isaiah.
不但是讲他在那个时代的使命。
It was not only talking about the mission of prophet Isaiah.
更是指到700年之后要来的弥赛亚的使命
But it was also talking about the mission of Messiah 700 years later
而且我相信不单是主耶稣的使命
But further on I believe that it's not only a mission of Jesus
也是每一个我们今天愿意对这个使命回应的人要清楚地再念一遍的一段的经文
But it is also a passage that relates to each of us that want to have a proper response to God'sChallenge to mission.
请你们看路加福音第四章16节到21节。
Would you turn with me to Luke 4:16-21?
耶稣来到拿撒勒，就在他长大的地方，在安息日，照他平常的规矩进了会堂，站起来要念圣经。有人把先知以赛亚的书交给他他就打开找到一处写着说主的灵在我身上因为他用膏膏我叫我传福音给贫穷的人 差遣我报告被掳的的释放，瞎眼的的看见，叫那受压制的的自由，报告神悦纳人的喜年。于是把书卷起来，交还之事，就坐下。会堂里的人都定睛看他。耶稣对他们说：“今天这经应验在你的耳中了。”
He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was the custom. And he stood up to read. The scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And then he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began by saying to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing."
弟兄姐妹，我相信这是一段我们了解差传的目标非常重要的一段经文。
Brothers and sisters, I believe that this is a very important passage helping us to understand the target of mission.
因为主耶稣在路加福音后来也有一些不同的经文，也是讲到他来这个世上的时间，他寻找哪一些人。
In Luke, in later chapters, there were also places where Jesus talked about the target of people that he was seeking for.
也是跟这段的经文互相的呼应。
And these passages substantiate and support one another.
因为跟着这一段，他说：“我来是寻找那些罪人，没有病的人不需要医生。”
Later on, he said, "I have come to look for the sinners, those that are well, that are healthy, do not need the physician."
跟这段圣经是相呼应。
So we see that they really echo.
路加第六章，主耶稣也讲到寡妇。
Luke chapter 6, Jesus also talked about the Beatitudes.
那里也是说，贫穷的人有福，哀伤的人有福，瞎眼的得到释放，也是跟这段的圣经相呼应。
It also talked about blessed are the poor, blessed are those that are sorrowful. And we see that those passages are really echoing with one another.
可惜的地方就是不同的基督徒对这段的经文有不同的解释。
But it's a shame that at times we see that different Christians have different interpretations for these passages.
一般而言，福音派对这段经文的解释通常是比较是从灵异的角度去解释。
Generally speaking, evangelicals tend to interpret this passage from a spiritual side.
贫穷，我们说是灵里头的贫穷。
We say that when it talks about poor, it's poor in the spirit.
是对的。
That is true.
但是不完整。
But it's incomplete.
被掳。
Those that are in captive.
我们说是被罪所掳。
We say that those that are captivated by sin.
是对的。
Yes, that's right.
但是还有另外一面。
But there is also the other side.
瞎眼。
Those that are blind.
我们说是心眼瞎了。
We say that their spiritual eyes are blinded.
也是对的。
That is correct.
但是不要忘记还有其他的意思。
But let us not forget there is another side.
压制跟自由，我们也是说是灵里头的自由。
The oppressed not getting freedom, we say that is referring to the spiritual freedom.
也是没有错。
That is correct.
但是还忽略了另外一些意思。
But there's yet another meaning to be explored.
可惜的地方就是一些新派的神学家就拿着这一段的圣经就把它解释成为社会福音的一个基础。
But it's a shame that we see on the other hand that many liberals, they explain this passage, interpret it completely to the social work side.
所以在一些他们的聚会当中，他们经常讲这段经文，讲的时候就是讲一些政治的参与，社会的参与，福音已经不知道放在哪里。
So they talk about political involvement, they talk about social work involvement, and we cannot find the essence of gospel.
那么到我们福音派，我们开一些差传聚会的时间，我们经常都是讲大使命。
And among the evangelicals, when we talk about this, we talk about the Great Commission.
反而比较少去讲这一段的经文。
And so we overlooked this passage.
但是我感觉我们应该好好地看这段经文。
But I believe that we need to study this passage.
因为这段经文要我们看见现今的世界到底是怎么样回事。
Because this passage helps us to understand the world around us today.
未得的群体到底在哪里？
What are some of the unreached people groups?
主耶稣在地上只有三年多传道。
Jesus, in his ministry years, there were only more than 3 years.
他服侍人的时间他是有选择的。
So, in his ministry, he had to be selective.
他选择到哪一个地方去？
He chose to be at a certain place.
接触某一些群体。
And to come into contact with certain people groups.
他不是被动地坐在哪里去等一些人来找他。
And he was not being passive, sitting there waiting for the other people to come to him.
他是主动地出去。
Rather aggressively,
从他的眼睛去看这个世界。
He went out and from his eyes he looked at this world.
然后主动地去寻找某一些群体。
And then he reached out to the people groups.
就让我们看看这段经文所记载的四个不同的群体。
Let us look at the four people groups from this passage.
第一个，
First of all,
主耶稣念的时间说，传福音给贫穷人。
In the passage, it talks about spreading the gospel to the poor.
弟兄姐妹，
Dear brethren,
每一年到圣诞的时间，我都很受感动。
Every year when it's Christmas time, my heart is touched.
当然我们已经把主耶稣降生的故事美化了。
It seems like that we have beautified the story of the birth of Jesus Christ.
但是我看见的是另外一幅的图画。
But I also see another picture.
这可能跟我做医生的背景有关。
Maybe this has something to do with my training and my practice as a physician.
我在香港5年行医的时间。
In the 5 years that I've been practicing in Hong Kong,
每一个星期我都起码有一两天到那些产房里头去接生。
Every week, 1 or 2 days, I go to the hospital and to the delivery room to help delivery.
我很喜欢去接生。
I like that.
很难想象。
You cannot imagine.
在马槽接生到底是怎么回事？
That what it is like.To deliver a baby in a manger.
很难想象。
I cannot imagine.
我想到的都是 infection.
I think of the problem of infection.
主耶稣选择在一个不可能的地方降生。
But Jesus has chosen a place, such unthinkable place.
他是选择成为贫穷。
That he chose to be poor.
弟兄姐妹。
Dear brethren.
是他自己在路加福音讲的。
This is what he talks about in the gospel according to Luke.
狐狸有洞，飞鸟有窝，人子连枕首的地方也没有。
The foxes have holes, the birds they have their nest, but the son of man has no place to pillow.
弟兄姐妹。
Dear brethren.
成为贫穷。
To be poor.
借助贫穷
and to be with the poor
服侍贫穷
and to serve the poor
可是我在美国 Washington DC 讲这样的话我自己心里头有一些困难
but it is difficult for me to say such words in Washington DC in USA
特别是在 Grand Hyatt Hotel
especially in the Grand Hyatt
兄弟们我不是要叫你感觉有些罪犯罪感
I don't mean to make you feel guilty.
弟兄姐妹
Dear brother,
传福音给贫穷人
To spread the gospel to the poor.
主耶稣那天他说就是 朝这个方向去
And that was the direction that Jesus was taking.
你说他偏心吗
Do you think that he sides with the poor?
是他这样讲的也是在路加福音
But this is exactly what he says in Luke.
他说财主进天国
He says for the wealthy people to go into the kingdom of God.
比较骆驼穿过金眼更难。
It's harder for them than for the camels to go through the hole.
但是神不怜悯这些有钱的人。
It is not to say that Jesus had no sympathy for the rich.
而是他们的钱把他们的心眼都封闭了。
But their wealth had blinded their eyes.
但是那些贫穷人。
But the poor.
对主耶稣有一种特别的一种关系。
They had a close relationship with God, with Jesus. For Jesus was there in their midst. Jesus proclaimed the good news to them. This year I had the opportunity to go to Vietnam. We see the door is opened. Of course, the relationship between U.S. and Vietnam is quite sensitive. But obviously, the U.S. is also trying to reestablish relationship with Vietnam. I went there, I was very nervous. Because this is a place that has been wounded. The French has controlled this place for a long time. This is also a place that was conquered by Japan at the time. And then the communists. So in the past 100 years, there was never a peaceful day. And I was there. And I was deeply touched. The average monthly salary for a person is $30 US. I cannot visualize how they can live. I ran into a woman pastor.
I
spent a few days with her.
那他就邀请我去参观一下他服侍的四个教堂。
She invited me to see the four churches that she served in.
在那里很少汽车。
Very few cars.
一般的人都是脚踏车。
Most people use bicycles.
那么他很高兴就邀请我去坐他的摩托车。
She invited me to ride on a motorcycle.
我在台湾也有人邀请我坐摩托车。我说不要客气。
In Taiwan, I was also invited to ride on the back seat of a motorcycle, and I said, no thanks.
在越南我没有选择。
In Vietnam, there was no such choice.
没办法。
There was no other means of transportation.
她很高兴。
She was very happy.
她说你看，我有这个摩托车。
And she said, look at it, I have a motorcycle.
很老的一部
very old motorcycle
1949年
1949 model
他说法国制造的1949年
this is a French made 1949 model
我就坐在他的后背后
so I sat on the back seat
就去看他牧养的四个教堂
and I went with her to see the four churches that she served
只有一位牧师
only one pastor
女的
a woman
他当然很快就问我几个很重要的问题。
Then she asked me some very important questions.
你从哪里来
？Where are you from?
你几岁
？How old are you?
不知道，那中国内地也是问这几个问题。
In China inland, they also ask such questions.
我当然回答他。
Then I responded.
啊，他听见就很欢喜。
And she was happy.
他说我跟你同年出生。
She said I was born in the same year.
但是我看看他。
And then I said,
头发完全白。
But I noticed that her hair was gray.
我也明白为什么。
And I knew why.
只有一个人。
Only one.
牧养四个教堂。
One person pastoring four churches.
奇怪。
Amazing.
所以昨天晚上周祖培牧师说，姐妹跟弟兄一起并肩作战。
Last night, Reverend Moses Chow talked about that the pastors and the brothers and sisters in the church working together.
弟兄姐妹
Dear brethren,
我差不多到每一个工厂
every mission field that I've been to,
特别是最贫穷的地方
especially those that are very poor,
我看见服侍的大部分都是姐妹
I have noticed the majority of those that are working in the mission field are women.
是姐妹
Our sisters.
他告诉我一个动人的故事。
Told me a story that was very touching.
那个时间还叫西贡。
That time we called that Saigon.
现在是胡志明市。
Now it's called the Ho Chi Minh City.
因为北越把它占领。
Because North Vietnamese have occupied this place.
还记得那一天站在他教堂门口。
And she remembered that day that she was standing in front of the church.
她看见一部飞机，北越的飞机在她面前飞过。
And she saw a North Vietnamese airplane pilot that came by.
但是那架飞机被炮火打中。
And that plane was hit.
在她眼前着火。
And it exploded right in front of her.
跟着就在教堂前面不太远的地方就爆炸。
And it exploded right near the church.
还好没有打中她的教堂。
But it didn't hit the church.
越南完全变成北越所控制。
Vietnam was completely occupied by the North Vietnamese.
所以大部分的越南人可以有钱的不跑。
Great majority of the people there, those with money, they could flee.
他的亲戚劝他。
Her relatives, told her.
你快上船。
Hurry up and get on the boat.
你不要担心，所有你需要上船需要的金子，我们可以给你付。
We can supply all the money that you need to buy the passage.
她说我不会离开。
She said, I'm not leaving.
没有牧者。
Because there would be no pastor.
这些人谁去牧养？
And who are the ones that are going to pastor?
我不离开。
I am not leaving.
我愿意在这里服侍这些贫穷的人。
I want to stay and to serve the poor.
她留下来。
She remained.
也只有她一个。
And she was the only one.
弟兄姐妹。
Dear brethren,
我们都是盼望离开贫穷。
We always want to flee poverty.
我出生也是贫穷，我父亲是个海员。
I was also born into a poor family. My father.
我还记得那个日子，我们一家人住在一个房间，挤在一个房间的日子。
Work on the boat, and I still remember that our whole family was crowded in one room.
但是我的父亲也告诉我。
But my father also told me.
你一定要出人头地。
You have to be outstanding.
所以当我一天我拿了我的医学的学位回到香港时间，他很高兴。
So when I received my MD and returned to Hong Kong, he was happy.
他说儿子。
And he said, son.
你是蔡家第一个念大学。
He said, you're the first one in our family, in the Trice family, to be a university graduate.
第一个念医学的。
First one to be, to study medicine.
所以他请了一大群的亲友来。
So he invited a lot of relatives and friends.
好像中了状元回乡一样。
It was like some great accomplishment in the academic world.
弟兄姐妹，
Dear brethren,
我们中国人都有这种心态。
We Chinese have this type of mentality.
离开贫穷。
To flee the poverty.
Goodbye to poverty.
To say goodbye to poverty.
弟兄姐妹，
Dear brethren,
主耶稣说，
Jesus says,
传福音给贫穷人
to preach, to spread the gospel to the poor,
住在他们当中
and to live and to dwell in their midst.
而且很奇怪
strangely enough,
不是他们没有反应
it was not that they had no response.
我常常稀奇为什么在每一个地方贫穷人当中信耶稣的百分比是最低的
I was often amazed why is it that the response of those that want to accept Christ are so low among the poor.
香港如此
In Hong Kong,
台湾如此
in Taiwan,
新加坡如此
in Singapore,
美国如此
in the United States.
为什么
Why?
It's not fair.
不公平
不是他们没有回应
It's not that they have not responded.
是我们基督徒没有听到主耶稣当天所发出的呼召
It's because we Christians have not fulfilled our responsibility.
传福音给贫穷人
that we have not spread the gospel to the poor.
我们听到了没有
Have we heard that?
弟兄姐妹
Dear brethren,
从前我们说世界贫穷的就是第三世界的现在说三分二世界
It used to be they would say that the poor are those in the third world
现在经过1989-1990年之后
After 1989-1990
我们看见东欧的真面目我们看见苏联的真面目
We see the true faces of Eastern Europe and USSR
都是贫穷人
They are the poor
连吃都有问题
They have nothing to eat
贫穷
They are really poor
中国
China, inland.
他们说，他们邓小平已经说，一小群的人富起来。
We say that that some people they are getting better.
广东省
province of Canton
富起来。
They are getting wealthy.
上海有人富起来。
In Shanghai,
但是我告诉你
getting better.
中国80%的人。
But I tell you, in China, over 80%
还是在贫穷当中。
Are still in poverty.
弟兄姐妹
，Dear brethren.
所以我说住在 Grand Hyatt
So as we stay in Grand Hyatt
我的感受很特别
I must admit that my feelings are mixed.
特别的原因第一，我喜欢住在这里。
The first reason, of course, I love it here.
第二
Secondly,
我知道
I know
我在这里住一天
that for one day that I stay in this hotel
他们可以活一年
that they can live for one year.
你知道吗？
Do you realize that?
你相信吗?
Do you believe that?
传福音给贫穷人。
To spread the gospel to the poor.
被掳的的释放。
Those that are captivated need to be released.
被掳的的释放到底是什么回事呢?
What are we talking about to release those that are captivated?
当然最简单的解释就是说被罪所捆绑。
Of course, the simplest interpretationare referring to those that are bound by sin.
这是对的。
That is right.
但是当我在看路加福音的时间，我从另外一个角度在看这一节。
But when I continue to read on in Luke, I'm looking from a different perspective.
我就发觉这个被掳可能有另外一个意思在里头。
And I see that there might be a different meaning in this being captivated.
因为主耶稣在路加福音不同的地方都让我们看见那是一场属灵的征战。
For in the gospel according to Luke, Jesus helped me to helps us to see that it's a spiritual battle.
那么这个属灵的征战，唯一的敌人就是撒旦。
And this only enemy is Satan.
所以主耶稣说，我若靠着神的能力在你们当中赶鬼。
And so Jesus says, if by the power of God I drive out devils.
这就是神的国在你当中。
And this is the kingdom of God in you.
他说壮士要把人捆绑
is that a strong man is going to captivate men
但有一个比他更强壮的要来
but there is yet another one to come who is stronger
胜过他也夺去他的兵器
he's going to captivate him overcome him and also to take away his weapons
分了他的赃
and also to take away the captivated
所以我们说传福音
So we say spreading the gospel
就是把人从撒旦的手里头抢夺过来
is to able to release someone who is captivated by Satan
约翰讲得很清楚
John says that well
我们这个世界都握在那恶者的手里
that this whole world has fallen into the hands of the evil one
约翰也称他为世界的王
John also calls him the king of this world
所以有一位解经家说 We are walking in the enemy's territory我们是在敌人的土地上来作战。
We are working in enemy territory.
我忘记我已经翻译了。弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
C.S. Lewis 告诉我们一件事。
C.S. Lewis has told us,
撒旦很厉害。
Satan is very
我喜欢看他那本 Screwtape Letters.
I like to read his book, The Devil Writing to His Followers.
他就说撒旦第一就是恐吓我们
First of all, Satan likes to threaten us
让我们怕他
That we become afraid of him
第二就是欺骗我们
Secondly, he wants to deceive us
让我们想象他不存在
That we think that that Satan does not exist
所以最近华夫约刊有一期就是讲到撒旦真正的面目
In one of the recent issue of Coe publication, it talks about the true faces of Satan.
就撒旦捆绑人，起码有两个主要的途径。
So we see that Satan binds man in at least two ways.
那在路加福音，我们看见主耶稣到不同的地方，他都奉神的名赶鬼。
So we see in Luke that Jesus went to different places, and in God's name, he was able to drive out this devil.
这个我们叫
被这个魔鬼所控
附，鬼附，
鬼附，
也是成为魔鬼的俘虏。
So this is demon possessed.
弟兄姐妹
，Dear brethren，
今天有没有这回事呢
？Is this happening today？
有没有
？Is it happening？
现在在全世界
，In this world，
不同的地方忽然之间都兴起一个潮流。
We see that there are different trends and fads coming about.
是一个跟邪灵有交涉、交鬼的潮流。
And this trend or fad is interact with demon.
香港如此。
In Hong Kong.
台湾很厉害。
In Taiwan.
东南亚很厉害。
Also in Southeast Asia. Also in the United States. In the past 10 years in Hong Kong, there have been 10 places, that institutions that help people to stop drugs. These are gospel Christian organizations. And I found that when Satan wants to bind a person, and drug is one way, but also through interaction with evil spirits. In Hong Kong, those that are mingling with the gangs, they're drug addicts,
犯罪,
they of course commit crimes,
情欲,
they're also into immorality, and they also worship Satan.
奇怪的地方就是香港现在上层人士也非常迷信。
The strange thing is, even the so-called upper class, they are also superstitious in Hong Kong.
银行要盖的时间一定要看风水。
And when they have want to set a date for a building a bank, they want to look at the feng shui, the fortune.
律师要设计他的写字楼，也一定请一个风水专家去看看要不要放。
The lawyers, when they start their new office, they also go to the fortune tellers to find out where they place the goldfish tank.
从商的,
those that are in business,
电影界,
those that are in the movies industry,
拜邪灵交鬼的活动非常的厉害,
interacting with the evil spirits, worshipping Satan, this is very commonplace.
你在香港坐计程车,
if you take a cab in Hong Kong,
差不多每一辆计程车前面都放着一个四面佛,
you'll see that on the dashboard in the cab, there is a Buddha, four-faced Buddha.
我问他们,
and I asked them,
为什么放在这里?
Why are you placing that there?
他说我专程从泰国请回来的。
He said, I have gotten this Buddha from Thailand.
我要是不拜他,
if I don't worship this idol, then I'll be in trouble.
而且真正有祸,
and sure enough, something happened.
弟兄姐妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
被掳的释放,
the captivated need to be released.
弟兄姐妹,
dear brethren, we are fighting a spiritual warfare, and we need to have God in our midst. Of course, there yet another meaning for this captivated.
Dr. James Houston 写了一本书, The Heart's Desire, A Guide to Personal Fulfillment. 他写这本书就是讲我们心里头的愿望怎么样去处理。
Dr. James Houston has written this book, How to Treat the Desires in Our Heart.
他中间有一段这样讲,
and it talks about this in the book.
Addiction means being so completely possessed that one is enslaved, deprived of inner freedom, and ultimately of personal integrity.
也就是说，当我们上瘾的时候，我们就好像是这个鬼妇一样，我们就完全失去了我们个人的自由，我们就被这一个上瘾的东西成为我们的主人，我们成为一个奴隶。被掳就是失去你自己内在的自由的意思。 And to be addicted is to have lost one's inner freedom.
撒旦不一定要附在你的身上。
Satan does not need to possess you, but through some of the desires of the eyes,
肉体的情欲,
through the desires of the flesh,
心生的骄傲,
and through the pride of this life,
他将把你的心抢夺过去,
that he has possessed your heart.
所以他那本书讲, the destruction of desires,
and therefore the destruction of desires,
扭曲了的情欲,
has distorted our desires.
弟兄姐妹,
dear brethren,
在香港,
in Hong Kong,
不同的 addiction,
there are many different types of addiction,
赌钱,
gambling.
香港最近马病了。
We know the horses have gotten sick in Hong Kong.
所以有六个星期马场不开放。
So for 6 weeks, the horse race has stopped.
我在坐车上班下班的时间就听见周围的人在那里咒诅，哎，这马，哎，为什么不跑？
And I was commuting to work and home, I heard the people cursing, why are the horses sick? that we can't have horse race.
所以很多香港人过去六个星期都跑到澳门去。
So many Hong Kong residents for the last 6 weeks have been going to Macau.
澳门的马场、狗场、赌场全部满座。
And the horse race, the dog race, and the gambling casinos are all filled in Macau.
被掳的都释放。
The captivated need to be released.
所以最近我听过几个见证都很感动。
Recently, I've heard several testimonies that touch me deeply.
有一个赌钱九年。
One person that he's been gambling for 9 years.
欺骗他的太太。
Cheated his wife.
欺骗两个儿子。
Cheated the two sons.
每一天到一个麻将馆 ，Mahjong Company. 所以昨天晚上周祖培牧师讲的那些麻将馆在香港很多。
And also went to the Mahjong Company. Reverend Moses Chow talked about them last night. There are many of them in Hong Kong.
感谢主。
Thank God.
他已经从那个麻将馆出来。
One time that as he left the Mahjong place.
在香港的 Temple Street. Temple Street 是香港出名是赌钱跟妓女出入的场所。
And then he went on Temple Street, Ten Ho Miao Dao.
那天刚刚有人在哪里传福音。
And that was a bad place, but yet many people were spreading the gospel there that day.
就在那个 Temple Street 庙街的那个庙的前面传福音。
And spreading the gospel right in front of the temple.
他出来。
And he walked out.
给人抓住。
And someone
来听耶稣。
Asked him to go to church and to believe in Christ.
他就站在那里听。
And he stood there and he listened.
现在有人问他，你愿不愿意相信耶稣？
And then somebody asked, do you want to accept Jesus?
他说信就信吧。
And he said, well, why not?
人请他到附近一个教堂里头为他祷告。
And then they invited him to a nearby church to pray for him.
过了两个星期。
After 2 weeks.
他很奇怪。
It was strange.
他对他太太说。
He said this to his wife.
我不知道发生什么事。
Said, I don't know what happened.
两个星期我没有打麻将。
For 2 weeks, I haven't been to the mahjong place.
也要到马场。
And I haven't been to the horse race place.
他太太也很奇怪。
And his wife was surprised.
后来他太太跟他一起上教堂。
Later on, his wife also went with him to the church.
现在一家信主。
Now the whole family know Christ.
那天我坐在那里。
That day I sat there.
听他讲他的见证。
And I heard him talking about his testimony.
我做医生我知道。
As a medical doctor, I know.
Addiction 是差不多没有办法可以克服的。
Addiction is an almost impossible to cure.
被掳。
Because it's been captivated.
的释放。
To be released.
不是坐监牢那么简单。
It is not merely talking about imprisonment.
是心里头把我们捆绑着。
The heart has been in bondage.
弟兄姐妹。
Dear brethren.
传福音给贫穷人。
To spread the gospel to the poor.
这被掳的是释放。
And to set free.
美国也是一个 addicted society.
We say that the U.S. is also addicted society.
我们的亲人多少被毒品抓住。
Some of our relatives.They are captivated by drugs.
色情抓住。
By sexuality.
没有办法跳出来。
And they are not able to jump out.
没有办法。
They're not able to get out of the rut.
解释。
And they need to be
released. 但是弟兄姐妹。
But dear brothers.
我们不要怕。
Let us not be afraid.
主耶稣进到他们的心里头。
Jesus would enter into their hearts.
复活的主把他们的生命改变。
The resurrected Lord would change their lifestyle.
叫他们得到释放。
That they may be released.
瞎眼的都看见
The blind may see
当然圣经里都讲瞎眼也是讲心眼瞎了
The Bible talks about blinded also means the spiritual eyes being blinded
但是主耶稣也说
But Jesus also has said
他回答施洗约翰问的问题
That he answered to the question that was posed by John the Baptist
你是不是那个要来的呢
Are you the one that is to come?
主耶稣给他的回复就是说
And Jesus replied
你看看
Just look
瘸腿的可以行走
The lame are walking
瞎眼的都看见
The blinded are seeing
你知道那位要来的已经来了
Then you know the one that is to come has come
所以路加福音也特别的记载
So in the gospel according to Luke
主耶稣专门的到耶利哥
Jesus went to Jericho
叫那个瞎眼的可以看见
To help the blind man to see
弟兄姐妹
Dear brethren
我第一次深深的感动就在华人教会当中忽然之间看见这些残障的人的需要
The first time that I was deeply touched and that is to notice the needs of those that are handicapped among the Chinese.
是在台北。
That was in Taipei.
我去拜访刘霞姐妹的时间。
I went to see Sister Liu.
她开始这个伊甸的服侍。
She started this Edian ministry for the handicapped.
我跟她谈话的时间。
And I talked to her.
我看见听到另外一个房间传出来非常美丽的音乐。
And I heard the beautiful music coming from another room.
我就跑过那边去看看。
And I went over to look.
有几个人在那里弹着吉他在那里唱。
Several people were playing guitar and singing.
Amazing Grace.
And they were singing Amazing Grace.
I once was blind, but now I see.
我曾经是瞎眼的，现在可以看见。
I was so moved.
我是这么样的受感动。
我就回前去跟他们握手。
I went forward and greeted them.
我说你的歌打动我的心。
And I said that your songs have touched my heart.
我去看的时间。
And I went to see.
才发现几个在唱歌的。
Then I found out there were others that were singing.
都是瞎眼的。
They were blind.
Blind. 他们在唱 I once was blind, but now I see.
And they were singing that 我以前看不见是瞎眼的现在可以看见。
我再问他们才知道。
And I asked and found out.
他们的名字叫喜乐四重唱。
And that group was called the Joy Quartet.
有没有听过他们唱歌
Have you heard them?
你们要一定要请他来
You should really invite them to come
你们应该有一次请刘霞来
You should one time invite Sister Liu to come
姓林子啊刘霞姐妹请喜乐四重唱来唱
And also to invite this Joy Quartet to come
They have the real joy I once was blind but now I see
他们有真正的喜乐我曾经是瞎眼的现在看见
神的能力可以治病不可以
We're not merely saying whether God's power can heal or not
比较这个肉眼开更重要的是他们生命的改变
But more important than healing the physical vision is that their lives have changed
我刚刚来之前在香港主持一个布道会
When I first, before I came I was in Hong Kong leading a conference
开这个布道会负责的是一个叫做回声谷的一个 团体
And the group that sponsored the evangelistic meeting was Echo Valley group.
他们请来的人大概有三百个。
And they invited about 300 people.
都是坐轮椅的。
And they were all handicapped.
瞎眼的。
Blind.
瘸腿的。
Lame.
耳朵不可以开的。
Or maybe they could not hear, they were deaf.
弟兄姐妹。
Dear brethren.
那天。
That day.
我就是讲主耶稣可以给他们有新的生命。
And I told them about that Jesus could give them a new life.
他们一个一个，有人把他们从位置推着轮椅到台前来。
And one by one, it came forward. Somebody had to push the wheelchairs.
这些人的心好像对耶稣有一种特别的敏感的地方。
And it seems that there is a soft spot, there's a sensitive spot toward the gospel.
瞎眼的可以看见。
The blind can see.
弟兄姐妹。
Dear brethren,
我们不要忽略这些
Let us not overlook them.
身体受伤的人
That those that are physically handicapped.
以赛亚就用另外一句来表达这一点
Isaiah expresses in a different way.
他就说医好伤心的人
And he said, heal the ones that are broken hearted.
无论身体受伤或者是内心受伤都是我们不可以忽略的
So we say whether they are wounded in the body or they are broken hearted, we cannot overlook their needs.
但是我们这一代，我们习惯把我们受伤的地方都隐藏起来。
But in our generation, we are so used to hide our wound and hurt.
在教堂里头也是如此。
In the church, it's also the same.
我们见面打一个招呼的时间，你好吗？
We greet one another, how are you?
然后我们压住里头的伤心的地方，然后笑一笑，感谢主很好。
And then we suppress the hurt inside, and we say,Praise the Lord.
你知道坐在你个别就有一个伤心的人吗
Do you know the one that's sitting by you may be the one that's hurt?
很多事情叫我们伤心都是我们自己家里的人
Many times the things that hurt us the most are those that are happening at home.
We are living in a wounded generation.
我们今天是在一个伤心的时代里
Broken hearts, broken families.
我们的心是破碎的我们的家庭是破碎的
Wounded people sitting around us.
我们有失丧的人坐在我们的周围
福音在哪里
Where is the gospel?
我们怕这些伤心的人
Are we afraid of them?
我们不敢接触这些伤心的人。
We don't want to be close to them.
我们看见瞎眼的人，我们就不知道怎么样跟他打个招呼。
We see the blind, we don't know how to greet them.
我们看见一个刚刚离婚的人，我们不知道怎么样跟他交个朋友。
We see those that are divorced, we don't know how to talk to them.
我们不会接触那些伤心的人。
We don't know how to come into touch with them.
我们怕。
We are afraid.
因为他们的伤心撩起了我们心里头的伤心。
For their hurt also threatens our own hurt.
他们的残障让我们看见我们自己内里的残障。
Their handicap also helps us and reminds us of our own handicap inside.
弟兄姐妹
，Dear brethren,
医好伤心的人
，heal the brokenhearted.
瞎眼的得看见
，the blind may see.
受压制的得自由
，the oppressed may have freedom.
弟兄姐妹，受压制
，Dear brethren, the oppressed.
主耶稣一次讲道的时间有几万人来听。
When Jesus was on earth and as he was preaching, there were thousands of people gathered around.
在路加福音十二章，几万人甚至彼此牵他了。
In Luke, it talks about tens of thousands of people were around Jesus.
主耶稣看见他们的惧怕。
And Jesus saw that their fear.
他知道这些都是受压制的人。
And he knew that these were the oppressed.
两种压制。
There were two oppressions.
第一是宗教的压制。
First of all, the religious oppression.
他说你们要防备那些法利赛人的嚣。
And he said you need to be aware of the Pharisees.
假冒为善的人。
Those that are hypocrites.
自己不可以担的担子压在其他人身上。
Those that cannot bear their own burdens and they force it on someone else.
在那一代的犹太人要信主不容易。
And in those generations of Jews, they were hard to come to know the Lord.
整个宗教的群体里头就把他们分割出来。
Their religious people group.
宗教的压制。
That's religious oppression.
第二。
Secondly,
政治的压制
the political oppression.
他们说你们不要怕
They say do not fear.
不要怕那些杀身体之后不能够再做什么的
Do not be afraid of those that kill your bodies and cannot do no harm.
当天的犹太人活在恐惧当中
The Jews at the time they were in fear.
他们怕那些罗马统治者
They were afraid of the Roman emperor.
不知道什么时候大祸要降临
They did not know what was to come.
宗教的压制
The religious oppression.
政治的压制
The political oppression.
弟兄姐妹
Dear brethren,
1984年那年
1984,
我没有想象
I did not know,
在香港最受欢迎的一本书
A book that was welcomed the most in Hong Kong
就是1984
1984
是1949年写的诗写了一本书
A book that was written in 1949
George Orwell 他在那个时间做一个预言
And he prophesied
到1984年
That in 1984
半个世界都在压制之下
That half of the world would be in oppression
没有人相信
No one believed
1949每个人都感觉全世界的和平
Everyone felt that the world
充满新希望
Full of hope
解放的年代
And it was the time of release
感觉他写得太悲观
And felt that he was being pessimistic
1984年
1984
全世界这本书都成为畅销的书
Yet it became a bestseller all over the world
因为我们看见真的
Because we see
半个世界在压制之下
Truly half the world is in oppression
1990年
1990
我们以为问题解决了
We feel the problems have gone
柏林的围墙倒
The Berlin Wall has come down
灯光打开
East Europe has come apart.
苏联解体。
The USSR.
但是你要是带到里这些国家里头去。
But if you go into these countries.
我到过东欧。
I've been to Eastern Europe.
到过越南。
I've been to Vietnam.
到过中国大陆。
I've been to China mainland.
到今天还是住在压制里头。
I see the people are still in oppression.
四十年、七十年的压制，他们的心里头还没有释放出来。
For 40 years and for 70 years, they've been in oppression, and their hearts have not been released.
还是活在压制里头。
They're still living in oppression.
宗教的压制。
The religious oppression.
几本讲未来趋势的书都说。
And they talk several books that talk about the future trend.
未来十年。
In the coming 10 years.
宗教大复兴。
Religious revival.
其中一个复兴的最厉害的。
And one of the most.
是回教。
Is Buddhism.
回教。
Muslim.
压制。
Oppression.
今天最大压制的地方。
The greatest oppressed area today.
最难传福音的地方。
The place that's hardest to reach.
是回教的国家。
Is the Muslim countries.
压制。
Oppressed.
你讲的话不可以讲。
You cannot say anything.
做的事不可以做。
You cannot do anything.
不同的身份不可以进去。
And different identities are not allowed.
受压制的不自由。
Jesus says, "The oppressed shall have freedom."
今天我们华人在哪里
？Today, where are we Chinese?
我刚刚到华轩。
I have been to Chinese Mission Conference, another Chinese in Vancouver.
最叫我感动的是一位年轻弟兄的见证。
A young brother's testimony touched me.
Lanver Mack.
His name is Lanver Mack.
二十多岁。
About 20 years old.
他在中学的时间。
In high school.
神给他一个感动。
God gave him the inspiration.
要到中东传福音。
To go to Middle East to spread the gospel.
他念大学。
He went to university.
他受感动。
He was touched.
他知道他要去。
He knew he was going.
他决定去。
He decided to go.
就选择在中东的一个大学念中东的历史。
He went to a university in Middle East to study Middle East history.
他去了。
He went.
我听他的见证。
I heard his testimony.
我听他的 workshop.
I went to his workshop.
I was deeply moved.
我很受感动。
他进到里头去。
He went.
当然不可以，表明自己的身份。
Even though he cannot reveal his identity,
但是经过两年,
but after 2 years,
他已经对当地的语言掌握了差不多。
He knew the language there.
他在那里分享的时间说,
and as he was sharing, he said,
我的一个祷告,
my prayer,
就是我一天可以用这个国家的语言来讲道,
is that one day I can preach in the language here.
我不方便把他去的国家跟城市告诉你。
I should not tell you about the country that he goes.
因为我答应过他。
Because I promised him.
我在公开的地方，我不公布他去的地方。
That I will not in public places talk about the country that he goes to.
他需要受保护。
Because he needs the protection.
但是我感谢主。
But I thank God.
今天。
Today.
华人当中。
Among the Chinese.
已经有人听见。
There are some people that have heard.
要到这些受压制的地方。
They need to go to these oppressed.
把福音传进去。
And to spread the gospel.
弟兄姐妹。
Dear brethren.
我自己个人相信。
I personally believe.
在我们这一代。
That in our generation.
福音传遍。
That the gospel will be spread.
Dr. Louis Bush 常常讲的就是那个1040 window.
Dr. Louis Bush talks about the 1040 window.
就是北纬十度到四十度。
And that is the north latitude 10 and 40.
从西非一直到东亚。
West Africa to East Asia.
这个长方形当中。
That rectangular window.
全世界没有相信福音的人 90% 就在那里。
That the 90% of the unreached in the world are in that window.
我现在明白为什么福音还没有到。
Now I understand why is it that the gospel is not preached.
全世界好几十万的宣教士。
Because we have tens of thousands of missionaries.
为什么这个1040 window 还没有到？
Why is it that they have not reached this 1040 window?
因为在哪里住的都是贫穷人。
Because the people there are the poor.
都是被掳的人。
They are those that have been captivated.
瞎眼的人。
They are the blind.
伤心的人。
And they are those that are brokenhearted.
受压制的人。
And they are those that are oppressed.
弟兄姐妹。
Dear brethren.
住在美国不是犯罪。
It is not a sin to live in the U.S.
香港很多人离开。
Many people that are leaving Hong Kong.
很多人对我反应很强烈。
And many people they're responding to me very strongly.
他说我咒诅那些离开的人。
They say it seems like those people that are leaving.
我并没有。
That I, but I do not.
我是祝福他们每一个。
I bless them.
每一个。
I bless.
但是每一个都要向神负责。
But each one needs to be accountable to God.
我们要不要看看整个世界？
Do we need to look at the whole world?
贫穷人在哪里？
Where are the poor?
受压制的在哪里?
Where are the oppressed?
伤心的在哪里?
Where are the brokenhearted?
瞎眼的在哪里?
Where are the blind?
被掳的在哪里?
Where are the captivated?
我们人力有限。
We have limited resources.
不可以再把90%的人力集中在10%人身上。
We can no longer allocate 90% of the resources on 10% of the people.
基督徒常常说不够服侍。
Because there are many that say no place to serve.
But we are overserved. As a group, we are overserved.
但是我们知道我们很多的时候把太多的人力放在少数的人身上。
但是耶稣他知道。
And Jesus knows.
他选择。
He chooses.
到哪里去。
Where he goes.
寻找哪些人。
He knows who to look for.
但愿拆船九二。
May CM92.
神兴起更多的人。
Then God will rise
more people. 昨天晚上站起来的人。
Last night the people that stood up.
昨天没有站起来的人。
The ones that did not stand up.
神的灵感动你。
That God's spirit will move you.
好像当天感动耶稣一样。
Just like those spirits that touched Jesus.
神的灵高摸你。
That the Spirit of God anoint you.
你就用不同的眼光去看这个世界。
That you look at this world from a different perspective.
不是再要 goodbye poverty.
No longer you say, 再见贫穷。
我们可以进到贫穷里头。
Instead, we need to enter into poverty.
不是在逃避那些伤心的人。
No wonder we are fleeing away from those that are wounded.
而是我们奉主耶稣基督的名，叫他们得着医治。
But rather in Jesus' name that we want to heal them.
不是在惧怕那些被掳的人。
No longer to be fearful of those captivated.
乃是对他们说，奉耶稣的名，你们得到释放。
But to say to them in Jesus' name that you be released.
而且不是要逃避那些受压制的地方。
We are not to flee away from the oppressed.
因为受压制的人在基督里头得着自由。
Because the oppressed in Jesus Christ will have freedom.
让神祝福我们每个。
May God bless us.
同心低头祷告。
Let us bow and pray.
亲爱主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank thee.
我们求你赐给我你的眼睛。
we pray that thou give us thy vision.
可以看见这个世界，从你的角度来看这个世界。
That we can look at this world from thy perspective.
好叫我们有勇气。
That we may have courage.
有顺服的心。
That we may have a heart of submission.
我们不再逃避。
That we no longer flee away.
我们愿意服侍当天你服侍的人。
That we may serve the ones that thou serve.
求主你的灵与我们同在。
May thy spirit be with us.
这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.